Right, any people start ready until you begin?
Yeah, we can start, yeah.
Okay. Sarakira, Silo, you're the last Amud. Then Klagodol, take care of that maybe tomorrow or the next day. Okay, let's get started. One try the Mishnah.
Okay. Kirusha Sigu Bikish Bigibava. So Kiru that's lit in with straw ubigibava or like rakings from the ground. Nothing left tashil, you're allowed to put it in the oven, cooked food. Bigafa to be eaten, lo yitin ach yigrov or ach yitin et efer. When there's things that eat like olive branches that are kind of leftovers with eats in wood, lo yitin ach yigrov. You're not allowed to put it in.
Stop. What's our stove? How do you evaluate? Our stove is not with straw and it's not with sesame seed residue. We have gas. How do you evaluate our stove? That's the key question.
Our ovens have a constant fuel.
The what?
It's constant. We can turn it on, it'll stay there.
Well, so
that'll be like Gefet Eitzim. You can light it and it'll be going for at least a few hours.
Yeah, therefore?
So therefore,
in other
we need Grufa Ketuma for it.
No, what's the principle that we're dealing with here? Can you do anything to increase the heat? Okay, you got to get a picture. What Chazal had a picture of something.
We're talking about decreasing, right?
The picture of someone, a bit of a shlomazel, who didn't time himself properly on Friday. Okay, that's our shayla now. What does such a person do? He invited a whole bunch of guests, right? And the food isn't ready yet for Friday night. So is there a danger that he'll bump into the kilo? To stir up the embers there, the Shemo Yechate, maybe he will go ahead and stoke the fire, right, in order to increase the heat so that it'll get ready on time. Therefore he says, if you use Kash and Gavavah, there's nothing much you can do. There's no way to increase. Why? It doesn't form coal. It doesn't leave a coal residue. Right? These coals burning, then you can go ahead and think about increasing the heat by making the coals burst into flame again. Use a means of blowing air, which will increase the flame. But the Gefes of Eitzim, there we got to worry about it. So for Kashin Gavava, there's nothing you can do. It's fixed. Whatever you did Erev Shabbos, that's the heat you have. They're not going to increase the heat. But by Gefes and Eitzim, whether using Gefes is a nice thing. They had it. It's a very nice source of fuel. They squeeze the sesame seeds to get the oil out, and then they take the residue, meaning the crushed seeds, and make a cake out of it, and it's used like coal, little frisbees that was used to heat the oven. The oil is still in there, even though the oil was taken out. So very good, very cheap for heat, etc. This is, if you don't know what sesame seeds are, these are sesame seeds, right? Made with sugar, corn syrup is somewhere there, and served in the Dean Reese's office upstairs. In a little, if you go on, up there, you can get yourself one also. Yeah. Okay.
So our ovens are considered.
Huh?
So our ovens are like Gafet Ve'etzim.
So there we have a problem. The problem is, he will instinctively, with some kind of rationalization, he will try to increase the amount of heat coming out because he's embarrassed, there's guests coming and food is ready.
Oh.
Therefore, to make sure that doesn't happen, he has to do something. The action will work back on his mind and he won't think of doing such a thing. What action can he do? Do something which is the reverse of what he wants to happen. He wants to increase the heat. Let him do something to decrease the heat. Then there's no danger that he'll increase the heat. Simple. Okay? Therefore, what do? Acha yite, oh, yigov. What do yigov means?
Until he sweeps.
Take out the source of heat. All you have left is the heat of the oven itself, of the kilo itself. Right? Of the walls of the kilo. Oh, acha yite, that's safer. Or you bank the fire. That's what banking a fire. You take ashes and you scatter over the fire. Right? What that does, I remember the old days, that's how you set the oven, set the steam boiler for nighttime. The janitor would come in, and that was a time when we had, coal was used for providing steam and hot water, and he would shovel some ashes over the coal that kept the coal from burning too quickly, and in the morning he'd come and stoke up the fire. He had a handle, and the handle was attached to the grates on which the coal was, and by shaking that, he would, ashes which were on top would start dropping off because they're smaller, go through the grates, and the coals would burst into flame, then he'd throw some more fresh coal on. Now all that was standard fare. I grew up that way, and then people began switching to oil burners. That's modernity set in, and the whole east side suddenly lost their coal trucks. And coal trucks were a standard scene. Whenever you walked outside, there's usually a coal truck with a chute, and just as you have now an oil truck with a pipe that pumps oil into a tank, they had a manhole, and the chute went into the manhole, and they would dump the quantity of coal that you ordered was dumped through the chute into the manhole, which ended up near your boiler and down in the basement. So therefore, if he does something to reduce the heat, right, either pull the coals out, the burning coals out, or yitin es ha'efer, or cover with ashes, right, that's mutar. Be'silul omrim, where's that? No. What's the machlokes b'shamishil in the Mishnah? On what? What does it mean?
That you're allowed to that by tafshil according to b'shamah you're not allowed to leave it on the flame even if it's sweeped already.
B'shamah say chamin aval lo tafshil, right? Because Because what? Shemo Yechate, maybe he'll stoke up the fire to make heat. But you told me one of the eights is to take the coals out. Why are you going to stoke up if you took the coals out? If you covered the coals with Eifel, I understand. There's a chash. What would be the chash? Why did Shammai have a chash that he's going to do some Yisro Shabbos to increase the heat? He took all the coals out. There's no place to increase the heat. Look at Rashi. Rashi is disturbed by it. What does that mean? First one says the nichalib shuli also lachtui. Since he wants it to be well cooked, he'll go and stoke up the fire. But he ain't no fire to stoke up. He took the coals out. Inami, it looks like the sky mamachshavto umerzik mevashel. And even though he didn't do anything wrong, but food got cooked for him on Shabbos. So it's merzik mevashel. You don't pass in that way, you pass like Bishilu. But according to Shammai, what is he going to do to stoke up the fire?
Say that maybe we're just talking about something that hasn't been cooked enough yet, so therefore if it's going to be cooking more.
Yes, that's cook more, but what did he do to make it cook more?
Just the
two aces that he gave you to allow you to keep it on the stove, on the kilo, is either remove the coals, right, or put the ashes on. If I put the ashes on, I understand. But if I remove the coals, where's the Gzeira Shem Yechate? What'll it be Machate? Chata means a stoke up the fire.
Right, but even if you're not in Chata, there's still going to be heat coming off the coals that could cook it more.
Yeah, so, but not doing anything. He did that after Shabbos. He put the food in after Shabbos, not on Shabbos.
He's not assuming that Shabbos is mutter.
Huh?
He's not assuming that leaving it on is mutter.
Yes, that assumption seems to be. Inami, like she says, maybe Bashama is objecting to food got cooked for you on Shabbos. That's Inami. No, anyway, what you have to learn, Chad, that will happen later on, is even though, quote, he removes the coal, here he got it, doesn't mean he used a vacuum cleaner and then he soaked up everything is there. There's always some embers left there that you can stoke up.
Yeah.
Let's see, it's not a place where you creep in and do a clean job. It's just talking about a keyhole. So, no. Nevertheless, that's the assumption. That there's still something to do, right? Next one. Beishamai omrim notlin avlo machzirin. What? I can take stove off the fire after it's cooked, but I can't put it back on. Beishamai omrim af machzirin. No, even though you took it off. And of course, the conditions that we'll discuss later on that we already mentioned in the Egli Tal, namely, was it liquid, was it only solid, and was it cold or hot, etc., etc. I think we'll do it more efficiently if we right away look at the Shulchan Aruch, wherever the Ayin Mishpat calls your attention to it. So look. Reishon Gimel Sif Aleph. what's the language of the Mechaber? It takes care of our chol problem. Okay, you don't have yours?
No, I didn't get one.
You
get
one?
I get
one.
Mm-hmm.
You have one
thing
too?
You have an extra stuff,
No more?
No, I thought... Wait, it's in the Mishnah Berurah, isn't it?
It's not this one.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it's fine. Okay,
yeah,
that's true.
Okay, we ran out?
I think we ran out.
You made enough
for
everybody, didn't you?
Yeah, I know. It's, I don't know.
Okay. Right. You should get a set. As the Chabad says, Kilo Shiasui Kikdeiro, the Sopsin Apio Kideiro Lamala, the Eshba Mokon Swiss Ashte Kideiros. It's like a steam table, that's two receptacles that you put in. In Husuka Begefis, Shipsol Shosasim Obeitsim, that's stuff that makes a coal, it leaves behind a charcoal, right? That burns for a long time. Also, lita le'a tafshol bebojom, I can't put on anything on Friday on such an oven. La shoso alea, to leave it there, I'm not going to do anything, just leave it there until you cook on Shabbos. Elim kein is bashol kol tzorko, v'hu mitzameh beralo. And further cooking will be detrimental to it. You'll ruin the dish if you cook more. Therefore, there's no danger if he's wanting to cook anymore. It's fully cooked, and his problem is he doesn't want to overcook it. Then you needn't worry about maybe he's going to soak up the flame. He's not going to soak up the flame. It's fully cooked, he just wants to keep it warm. He doesn't want it to cook anymore. Oh, there's another alternative. The Rosh Lengmor is Im shodibo garma chayo shapir domi. If he throws it a raw bone just before Shabbos, that's also a good idea. Why? By putting a raw bone that can possibly get cooked in time for the Friday night meal, then it must be intended for the Shabbos morning meal. By that time it'll get cooked. I don't need my help to go ahead and soak up the fire. Oshu chai, so this bashal klal, kivichu chai, may see a daita bemendlan lemocho. And clearly, he had no intention of using it tonight. He wouldn't put a raw bone just before Shabbos. It takes hours for the bone to cook. That also is a kind of an act which speaks back to the individual, oh, be aware of the iso sheva yechate. Beware of the issue of soaking up the fire. I don't need his help to increase the heat. It will get cooked plenty of time to cook by morning. Abol in his bashel ksas, no, in his bashel kol tzorko, on his bashel kol tzorko, v'hum etzamek v'yopolo, Chayshin and Shemay Yechate. Therefore, also Hashos Soler and King Gorav, Shotsi Ben Kol Agacholim, O Kotam, Dainu Shikis Agacholim, Beitvel Lamayt Cholim. So, what's the, give me Aloch Lamaisa on our Cholt. First of all, how would you classify our Cholt? Mitzamek Beralo, Mitzamek Betoblo?
Tobla.
All right. It's Mitzamek Betoblo. If you hold it, that is Mitzamek Betoblo. I don't know if everybody would agree. I know in many yeshivas they put up a cholt for the boys to eat Friday night.
Sure.
The cholt for Shabbos. Why they put up a cholt for Friday night? Otherwise, the boys will eat up the cholt that for Shabbos. To make sure that there's some chol for Shabbos, they put up a section chol for Friday night. So, Therefore, but also lashon soleh, you can't put such food on the pyre where mitzamek biyofalo. If you hold that a cholter mitzamek biyofalo, elohim kain, unless he does something physically to show that he has no intention of increasing the heat. Gorach, hayne otzim reno kolak cholim, o kotam, hayne shekiv sake cholim beifel lemayit chomom. Right? Vim pechticha chaya, mutter kili oysa kula chaya. Da'al yeikach mesir daita memenu. Okay, that's our system now. We have to do, right, either gorap or kotap. Now, gorap we don't do. We don't have that means of gorap before Shabbos. Gorap also means turning off the gas. That would accomplish anything there. But the kotam needs a little more attention, a little more definition. What is kotam? I took ashes, back the fire. The fire now is low intensity. But the Gemara says, what if I back the fire with no toast pishtan? I take the waste product from the linens, linen industry, and I throw that over the coals. What do you think is going to happen?
Bigger,
right? It will catch fire and disappear in a few minutes. Right? Kosher. You already did an act to show that you're aware that it's also to be mechate b'kecholim. Therefore, even though what you did is only a physical act which has no real constructive resultant, the resultant is not that the fire gets cooler. The resultant is the fire gets hotter already. But you had to do something, right, to show that you know, that you're aware of the isur of Shema Yechate B'Cholim. Therefore, it's not the mitzius of cooling it down, it's on the gavra, on the individual. There's a kind of, you put a ribbon on his finger, you should remember not to be Mechate B'Cholim. Yeah.
But the afar will remain there all of Shabbat.
I'm sorry?
The afar that he put would remain there all Shabbat. This one, when they put the pishtan, now if he for an hour and a half later, he forgot.
No, 10 minutes later, 5 minutes later. So, I did something Erev Shabbos to focus on this halacha of Zeir Hashem Yechate. Therefore, the mind can hold that message to the whole Shabbat. Mutar lismoch lo kedera besomoch chutzola. Again, it's an act which shows that you're not interested in high heat. If this is by kiro, I put on here, I want the heat. I put it over here, why did you put it over here? I'm not interested in that much heat. I just want to keep it warm. Then don't say it's don't want to do anything. If it's not al hakiro, but samach hakiro, there's no gzeira requires you to do anything. The act of doing that, of doing it samach, not on, is sufficient reason, right, for the chazal to exempt him from that isu, because he did something to show he's aware of that isu. What did he do? He didn't put it on the kiro. He put it next to the kiro, obviously, because he's trying to avoid some kind of isu shabbos. That the more insert is important to tell you what this goal of accomplishes. Shtei kiro samatim umzu ezuzu. I have a twin oven. The dofen shel cheres b'neihem. One wall of clay separates the two ovens. Achas Grufo Ktuma Vashen Engel Ktuma. One of the ovens was prepared for Shabbos for Shabbos already. They may go for Kotum, go O Kotum, and this one did not. And they share a common wall. Stay kilo samasim uzu uzu, the dofon shall cheres meinayim. Achas gufo ktumo ashen egum tumo. Mutol achos ala gufo ktumo, right? You're allowed to put food on the one that's gor of a kotum, right? Even though the one next to it is not gor of a kotum, and by being next to it, there's additional heat coming from there. So why aren't you afraid? He wants more heat. He'll open up the second door and stoke up the flames, and then the heat will transfer to where his food is. There's only a one wall separating them. So again, since he didn't do anything where the food is, but what? The heat is coming from an adjoining wall, an adjoining kiro, right? Then there's also a heker. People don't bake that way, don't cook that way. With the heat in one kilo influencing the other one, the very fact that the heat is in the other one, then he wants to use this one, even though it's not going for kotum, right? I'm not worried about it because there's enough of a shinui, enough of a heker, in that he didn't use this kilo directly, but maybe he's using the kilo next to it, right, for a common source of heat. Again, look inside. Shtei kederos hamasim ozu es ozu. Two of these ovens that were attached one to the other. And there's a one wall of clay which separates us. Achas gufo ptumo vashen ene gufo ptumo. One was prepared for Shabbos, and one was not prepared for Shabbos. Muto lashos ala gufo uktuma afish and most of hevel v'sheinu gufo k'duma. You can hardly use that oven, even though there's additional heat coming from the wall that separates it from the other oven. But the fact that it's not the norm, it's not a normal behavior. That's not how you deal with the kilo that you're cooking in. Heat, not heat, whatever you want to do. The idea that now I have heat coming from a kilo next to it, and that's impacting my food over here, that's enough of a shinui not to have him covered by the gzeiro shemi yachate. It's a kind of milsel o shri el for gozo rabbonu. There may also be a psychological aspect to it. If he's not dealing directly with this oven, he's dealing with an oven adjoining it, right? Then it's already a big shinui. Normally, people would set up in one oven whatever they have to do, the fire and the food and so on. You have to have the food in one oven and the fire in the other oven. That's enough of a shinui to exempt him from the gzeira of gzeira shami yachate. You follow that? But that's talking about a kilo. Now, the Tano, now you're dealing with something of greater size. Afilu husak bekasha gavava, also afilu ispoflo. Afilu im goro bekotum. Okay. Now, what did you say?
The smoke low is just to put it near it?
Even though you used this fuel that disappeared, it's self-destructive, right? Nevertheless, a tanur is chomom harbe. It's chomom kosher. The kilo we told you was room for two pots. A Tana has room for only one pot. It's used where you want high heat, right? Focus on something. Therefore, a Tana, we assume that the chimum or the chimum is harbe, and therefore there's a greater danger of shemi yechate. Afilu b'husak b'kash v'gava, we don't allow you to use it, right? Afilu it's gola v'kotu. Kol shekein shosol lishus b'socho agabov. In other words, according to him, you can't use it. You can't make anything on Shabbos on this, right? The kupach, or kupach, right? Which has also only. For one thing, show umokom svisas katero achas, right? Then it depends. If gusa bekasha gabo dina kitiro, the gefas eitzim is dina katano. What's the problem with a tano? Tano and kilo, same halacha should apply. Just tano, you have to realize, is run at higher temperature. It's made where you want to cook at higher temperature. Therefore, that decision to cook at higher temperature means you're preoccupied with how high a temperature you're going to get. Therefore, there's a greater danger of shemi yechate. Otherwise, I wouldn't use a tano, I would use a kilo. A tano, by its, almost like construction, they give any pictures of tano, but the tano that,
it's,
old tano that I've seen picture, is like our cement mixer. Exactly, you see sometimes outside, a handyman working on something, and they have a cement mixer, not the big truck cement mixer, but it's a little thing. Yeah. Yeah.
The only ramification that a tanor has more heat is that we're worried about shami chata. We're not worried that it's going to cook the item anymore, or that's not a concern.
In which case?
By the tanor. The fact that it gives off more heat.
Right.
The only concern is that, therefore, shami chata, and we're
Therefore, there's a greater interest in heat, therefore, the greater concern in shami chata.
Right. If the item is cooking faster, it doesn't matter, or cooking
more.
Rabbi, when it says li smoke, what is that referring to?
Sorry?
When it says li smoke lo.
Where are we up to?
When we said li smoke lo, asur li afilu li smoke lo.
Yes. Not to put on it, but to put near it.
What is the definition of samuch?
Has to be a place where it's yatzoledus. But it doesn't make. There's no halacha of a heat source unless the heat source is yatzoledus.
If you put something a foot away from it, is that
that alone, we're looking for a hecker. We're looking for man to do something to show that he's aware of the Yisurim that we're talking about. Therefore, goal of Kotum or Samachlo is the same thing. He wants something to get done. Why did he put it close to it? He should put it on it. The very fact that he didn't get close to it, that close, he kept it away a little bit, right? Indicates that he's aware of the Yisurim. Skip the next part in Shokach v'Shoer and get to the point there. The Yesh Omrim, that's what the Egri Tal mentioned too. Yesh omrim shekol shenizbashel kemachal ben zusoi, afilu, even though further cooking is advantageous, says Basha Klotzolko B'Same B'Yopalo Mutel Ashos Lagabi Kila, that the holy surim, right, is only if it's less than Machal B'Glosoi. But if it's Machal B'Glosoi already, that's like this Basha Klotzolko, and therefore there's no Gzeira Shem Yechate, he's not going to want more heat, it's already fully cooked. Okay, people, let's go. Iboilahu. So again, that's my plug is Beishamai Beishilu. You have it clear. Beishamai says that at Tavshil you can't leave it. Because Gzeir Hashem Yechate. Mizil says, no, if I make Golo for Kotum, I can do it, I can leave a Tafshil also. Mishamai then, according to Shammai, you can't have a Cholt on Shabbos. All you can have is Hati on Shabbos. I wonder, tell me, what among the Sfaradim is considered Chamin for Shabbos?
What do you mean? Well,
okay.
I don't understand the question.
What food is served, they use for Chamin for Shabbos? Regular, like a cholent, like we do?
Okay, for the most part, it's the same as a cholent, different as some.
You've been westernized already.
Put some eggs in.
Yeah?
Good
Sfaradi is what? Eggs. Hard boiled eggs. Is Chamin. First time I saw this, I was in Tokyo. I was in Kobe, rather, when we ate at the family Moshe. Then he was the largest exporter of pearls. Yeah. And he sent seven children. Most of the children went to Shiva. I brought them back with me. Wonderful family. The grandfather ran the business, and then he took his son into the business. And after a few years, called him back to Iraq, Baghdad, and introduced him to his wife, and kept him there until the Chacham went to Kobe and built a mikveh in their house, and then sent him back to run the business. This is how Jews behaved. Do business with halacha. Halacha is halacha. When I went to Kuwait, I didn't know about them at all, but one of the girls applied to Stern College. Their children were all educated in the Catholic school in Kobe. Because they spoke English. Yeah. It's a mishpacha here, and two of them was my tamidim. One's a dentist here, a very chashuva family. They're all full There you see an example of parental discipline, how you can maintain a tradition. Because your father and mother, as king and queen, you do what they tell you to do, period. And when I applied, so I was going to the cancer conference in Tokyo, so the yeshiva asked me to interview the girl, see what someone from Japan applying to come to school, see what. So I call up on the telephone, and the first words out of this Mr. Moshe's mouth, this is the victim Moshe Zechon Levocha, he passed away this year. First word out of mouth is, "Oh, you want to use my mikveh?" New travelers, everybody knew he had a mikveh. Yeah. Very nice mikveh. You move the dining room table. There's a trapdoor. Of the trapdoor. Yeah. Family never ate meat. No shofet. They never ate meat. Vegetarian. Right. Cheese they made themselves, etc. A year or two before I came, Mr. Moshe went back to the Chacham and he got Kabbalah and Shechita, but only for his own family. Couldn't share for anybody else. Straight. Why? I know he figured he didn't want to give an open heter to someone who was not a shochet. Meaning, a shochet is those that take care of his knives, etc., etc. You focus on your halachas. Balabos, who, yes, fine for his family, he shucks the chicken every now and then, but that doesn't make you into a shochet where you can sit, stand there, and handle 50 chickens a day or 60 chickens a day. So, you people don't know what Mesiras Nefesh. How they be survived up to now? I mean, you know only about the lost generation, but these are generations that were made without much emphasis on sitting in a kolo. There are no kolo boys among them, but from people, haloche was haloche, no monkey business. Okay. What's the next question now? Iboilu hai lo yitain lo yazuhu abolishos mashin. You said, what case are we talking about? Initial cooking or returning onto the kilo? To put something on Friday, lishos mashin, apa pichene go over the kotum. I want to introduce the machlokas of machlok ben dosoi. So here, the Gemara is asking the question that you are asking without saying it. Why this crazy concern? You're dealing with a fum guy, he knows about Shabbos. Why are you worried about Gzeira Shemir Chater? The whole Gzeira is a strange Gzeira. Why did it occur to Chazal that this is a real danger of Shemir Chater? That's what he was bothering him. And if so, they should be, if you say there is such a concern, doesn't this modify the concern? As I gave you the example, I have guests coming. That put me under pressure. The food isn't getting done. So maybe that will somehow make me forget or make me try to excuse something and I'll be mechate b'gecholim. But that doesn't apply anymore if the food is edible, only a little bit better. For a little bit better, you don't have the same stress as you have for not edible. I guess coming, I have no food to feed them. And that's a real stress. So under stress, you may do things that are not proper. But if the thing is edible already, even though not the best, so you won't get a reputation to be the best cook. then that should reduce the danger of Shema Yechate. Then there's less danger, that there should be no reason for Chachamim to make such a gzeira. We're questioning basically the gzeira itself. Why would they make the gzeira? So you have to answer an example like I gave you. Guests are coming, he's under stress. But then the next step would be that therefore if he's not under stress, you shouldn't need the gzeira. That's the point he's making. Iboilu. Hai lo yiti lo yazuhu. Avali shows mashin. We're talking about doing something on Shabbos, return to Shabbos of food. Then I got to worry about putting something that's not on the stove, on the stove, on Shabbos. I got to worry about now all but what can go wrong. If I put something on Friday, what can go wrong? I didn't do anything on Shabbos. What then? You got to work out a circumstance where I'm under stress. Then it should follow, right? Then if Lishos Mashin Al Pesheinu Golov Kotum, if we hold like Hananya, the Sanya Hananya Omer Koshu Kamara, but the Zoy Muta Lishos Lagavikin Al Pesheinu Golov Kotum. That would make sense to me now. So go ahead and put in the Mishnah that reservation. But if it's Bachel Ben Zoy, don't worry about it. Then it makes sense. Oh, not Machal Ben Dosoi, not edible yet. But Machal Ben Dosoi, it's already edible, but big deal. So they're like, well done, they'll eat medium rare also. Or Dilma, or maybe not. Lisho Sinan. We're talking about putting the stuff on Friday. Lisho means put on Friday and leave it there for Shabbos. In Ilolo. And of course, on Shabbos to put something on, the Koshke Lahazir, naturally. Basically, what he's trying to say is, what's your position on the din of Hananya? That what? That Michael Ben Dosoi is considered to be Mavushal. That's the issue. Toshma, mi diktoni trei bovid masisan. Look at how wordy the Mishnah is. The Mishnah set it up as two sets of halachas. One concerning putting it on, and another halacha concerning it machzirin, returning it. So obviously the Mishnah is talking about two conditions. Put it on Friday, and chazore on Shabbos.
What are we trying to do here?
You had off the oven. You're going to return it on Shabbos.
What are we trying to do here in the Gemara? Is this asking on the previous, or is this
a little louder?
What are we doing here in the Gemara? What are we trying to do here? I don't understand what is what is this coming? What's this Tashma coming and doing for us in the Gemara?
Say it again.
Why is this Tashma coming here in the Gemara right now?
Why? Because the Gemara just asked the question. The question
so it's
is.
This is a raya. It's a raya.
Yeah, Toshma, I'll bring you a raya from the language of the Mishnah, right? From the wordiness of the Mishnah, what the Mishnah intended to say. Toshma, mi diktone tre bobim masnison, since the Mishnah gave you two pieces, two paragraphs. Beishame is not willing to allow you any food on the oven on Shabbos. Ubeisil omrim chamin b'tavshil, and then you tell me Beishame omrim notli navlo marzirin. Beisil om af marzirin, right? Then the Mishnah is really covering your question. So, Iyamad Bishamo Lishos Tanan, if the Mishnah is talking about the Isur of leaving it, meaning Lishos main translation has to be in your mind, put it on Friday. That's what Lishos means. I put it on Friday and I leave it there. On Shabbos, I don't do anything. It's all done on Friday. Now I see how you learn Pshat in the Mishnah. Kiro shesiku v'kasher v'gavver mashnoleh tapshel. If it's begefes of eitzim, then you have to do grifo gufo k'tumo. Lo yishat sheikro v'yachit reifo. Umahei mashin? That's the second half of the Mishnah. Reish Shammai says we're talking about chamin, but no tapshel, only hot water. He said, omrim chamin v'tapshel. And the pligi belishos, pligi nama belahazil. So they are arguing in two things. They argue about lishos, where lishos, the Beis Shammai doesn't allow lishos food, only hot water. Pligi nami belahazil. Beis Shammai omrim, notlin avalom azirin. Once you take it off, you can't put it back on. Eli, but if you tell me that lahazir tanan, that the whole machloek is concerned, that putting up on Friday, you can do it any way you want. You don't have to do anything for it. The only reason why you need gorel v'kotel is because you're going to put it on the fire on Shabbos, something which was cooked before. Then hochik tani, then you have to learn kiro shesiku b'kasha b'gavme, then mahzir nolo. Then you can return the tapshel to it because there is nothing to make yechitui. You can't be mechate. There's nothing. There are no coals. There are no residue left. The gefes of eitzim, however, if he uses the sesame waste and or using wood, then lo yachzir at sheitro for sheitin eitzim. Umahei marzirin. Meshamei omrim only chamin, aber lo tavshil. Meis omrim chamin v'tavshil. Meshamei omrim notlin aber lo marzirin. Meis omrim af marzirin. This second part is a question, right? You said that already once. I mean, the boss says it. Well, that says a question. You want to repeat the last line? We covered that area already. Misham omer notan avlo marzirin, misham omer af marzirin. Chosu lomeli. Why'd you repeat that again? You said that right before. That Bishamai doesn't allow lahazir, and Mishil allows lahazir. Lo lom ein aloch lahazir tanan. No, they're arguing only about hazir. But as far as putting it on the stove, on Friday, everybody's modi you can. The chsuri mechsli v'ochik tani. Kiro shesiku begasha begabma. Then there's no problem with marzirin or tavshir. Begefes v'beitzim lo yazo chigo v'achid sefer. Aber lishos mashin afilo ena go v'ena kotum. Umahe nashin, what can they do? V'shamay omrim chamin, aber lo tavshir. V'shamay chamin v'tavshir. That's without goal of a kotum, right? The chazora, the amiloch, I tell you about chazora, you should know, lav divrei hakolhu, ela machloket b'shamay b'silo, sh'b'shamay omim notlu marzirim, so mach marzirim. What is one trying to squeeze in? One point, the whole Gemara, the whole word in this Gemara is to get one point in, namely, is Machlo Ben Dosoi reason to drop the Gzeira? Is the Gzeira only on raw stuff? But if it's Gil and Machlo Ben Dosoi, I don't worry about Gzeira Shema Yechate because it's edible, because the pressure is not on it. This whole thing is just repeating the Mishnah over and over again. So right now, what you have here is only one little question. What's the status of the food when you started? I know the halacha. Beis Shammai says you should not put food on the fire, period. On Friday, you shouldn't put any food on the fire on Friday, period. All you can put up there is tea. You can put only chametz. because Tavshal, I'm always afraid Zeh Hashem Yechad. Right? That's the position. Now I got to ask, on that position, is that because it didn't reach Bachal Ben Dosoi? But if it weren't Bachal Ben Dosoi, even Beis Shammai would agree it's okay? Because there's no danger of Shem Yechate, since he's not under great pressure. Even the guests are coming, he has what to feed them. Bachal Ben Dosoi, assuming he invited a whole bunch of pirates to come. Yeah. Well, trying to pick the words of the Mishnah to either one, but that we have an answer. All we know is this: Beis Shammai said, "You can't return anything on the fire." That the geos takes away the refrigerator, warm it up, but my soul doesn't have to be in the refrigerator. It was taken off the fire. Period. So the simple way to Rav Shai is Beis Shammai is worried about mezik and mashal. I take something, put on a fire on Shabbos, it looks like I'm cooking. What then? You have to look. The Vashal Kol Tzolko, that Vashal Kol Tzolko, Beis Shammai didn't want to get involved in that. It's Mezik and Vashal, if he wanted us. No possible, Beis Shammai take out. Again, let me repeat that one. When the Mora asked the question, what do you mean, Lahazir Tanan or Lishos Tanan? What the Gemara is talking about there is Machal Ben Dosoi. You have to keep that in mind, that's all the Gemara is driving at. If you say that the Machlokas was on Lahazir, but on Lishos there was no machlokes because it was already Machal Ben Dosoi. No one allowed if it wasn't cooked at all. Nonetheless, as the Mishnah said, the Mosheh say later Loshen im shodibah gamachayah shaper domin. Unless he puts in a raw bone, right? That shows that it was not intended for Friday night use, and by Shabbos morning it'll be done anyway. So when it says the Hagzir, it was the Machloek of Shammai Lahagzir, is because I hold like Rav Hananya that Michael Ben Dosoi takes away all concerns. If you hold Lishos Tanan, then it's because we don't hold like Michael Ben Dosoi. We don't hold that that's adequate Bishul. So that the real focus of the concern is somehow get lost in the wordiness of this piece of Gemara. I think it would be helpful if we looked at Tosfos Chama and Tavshil. What that Tosfos wants to do is make sure you don't lose sight of the Gemara, what the Gemara is really looking at. It's looking at Machal Ben Dosoi. That's how it started off, right? Mane Chananyahi. And then how you learn Pshat, right, is really whether you hold like Chananya or don't hold like Chananya. Look at the Tosfos. Nirlevi. The stam chamin betavshin, when we say chamin betavshil, haino apila lo bishul kol tzolko kemachal ben dosoi. Do kimuke masisin lahazatan, when the Gemara says, maybe we'll learn the Mishnah, the whole machlokes is a chazorah, that's because there's no machlokes on lishos. Why is the machlokes on lishos? Because you hold like Hananya ben that Machal Ben Dosoi is already mevushal. But everybody assumes that much cooking was done. If he says, I need a few low beach of cold soko, Ella came out with a soy, Doki Mukim, Masis, and Hazaknan, then we say the Mishnah is Kehananya, the Shori Hamin Vitav Shah Hashakabakir, after the Ainu Gufa, I feel a low beach of cold soko, the Loki Rabbonon, Vamai, Milmi Dilma, Mrs. Avilik Rabbonon. So this is just talking out what we just spoke out. You should know that. What the Gemara is looking for is an approval for Hananya or against Hananya. That will depend how we learn the Mishnah. If Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are arguing only Lahazir, it's because they hold like Hananya. That if it's Mevushal, Machal ben Desoy, there's no Shaila Shemi Yechate. There's no need for more heat. If, however, they disagree, right, then the Machlokes is on Lishos Tanan. The Dilma Masnisa Philip Rabbonon, Umasnisan the Chamin, the Tafsha Shivash of Cold Sokon, the Moida Rabbon, the Machangabe Kiro, Chedigum of Dumo. I mean, why would the Mori try to squeeze into the Mishnah such a possibility that the Machlokes really is a whole Machlokes for Hananya or against? Elavada, I mishum the stam cham in the tavshel. We assume is machal ben desoy nami mashma. Period. That's again. It's a little bit oblique, too. But what I'd like to tell you is, remember the whole interest in deciding what the machloekes b'sham b'sillel is. Was it on initial leaving it on the fire, or was on returning the fire? Is only to clarify. Do you hold like Hananya or no like Hananya? Because if you hold like Hananya, then the machloket was only on returning. If they don't like Hananya, then machloket is on leaving it Friday also. Because when it's according to Hananya, when it's Machal ben Desoy, there's no danger Shema Yechate. It's adequate, period. Miu. This is sort of introductory to the whole sugi here, but you want you to know, Umiyu, when it says Chamin v'tavshel, in other places, not in our Mishnah, it doesn't mean cooked like Hananya to Machal ben Desoy. No. Chamin v'tavshel, havanami bishul kol soko. We'll use the same expression. He has Chamin or tavshel, and the tavshel could be cold soko, but with stomach viofalo, right? Kin mucha b'so shvaitin, gabi kasha rameya rameya, right? Shema forish b'zashim. Ba'filu istam chame v'tavshul ohoye boshul cold soko, zoch lomar, ho da ase v'shame lahazir, an afilu chame shuchmu cold soko. V'chein le b'silil, b'ne grufa, v'kirom v'gimora, right? V'yav rabotshi osoba mazir, an afilu b'shabes, dama rabotshi opamachas, I said, "Elenu lo kumkum shalchamin, umazagnu es hakos, umazanu lo mekomo, ilo also v'huchmu kol tzokon, lo lo marzirin afilu b'shabes, dimu huchem kol tzokon have." Okay, what's that? A new piece of Gemara that he brings in here. He says, they tell a story. Right, they were by the Rebbe, and Helena lo kumkum shalchamin. We brought him a pitcher of water, of hot water, mazagnu lo es hakos, and we returned the pitcher limkomo. We put that pitcher, that clay pitcher, back on the stove. Mazagnu limkomo. Below also, Uchmu Kol Tzokon, we no lein malzir on Philip Shabbos. Below also, Uchmu Kol Tzokon, not malzir on Philip Shabbos. Zil Mahuchmu Kol Tzokon have. That's as far as I need for this thesis now. get picked up again. Gemara asks, Hosu Lomali, why are you repeating again the same thing you said before? You said, Beishamai Omrim Notlo Marzirim, Isu Lomar Af Marzirim. We said that already. It's three lines up. Umahe Marzirim, Chama Lotashu, Isu Lomar Chama Tashu. But then, Beishamom Notlo Marzirim, you repeat one line after the next, you repeat the same line again. So Hosu Lomali says, no. Lola may malach lahasatan. The Mishnah, the machlokes b'shamay b'sil, the Mishnah is talking about hasa. To leave it on Friday, no problem. No matter what, if you put it on Friday, there's nothing. The Rabban made no gzeres. Chasur emechsi b'achak tani, and therefore we learn pshat in the Mishnah this way. Kiro sheisuka b'kasha b'gavva. Marzir no lea tapshu, the gift of Ezim lo yaza chigo, machita sefer. Abo lishos, mashna pishen go bene kotum. In other words, the Rabbana made no gzeira on what you're doing on Friday. If you set something up on Friday, we made no gzeira shem yichate. Umahe mashin, but what are we talking about? There's a chilik, beshame beselo. Beit Shammai says it only refers to hot water. Avalo tafshil. Beit Shammai says no, chamin v'tafshil. And here's where the Gemara is answering the question, Sulomali, why do you repeat yourself? I didn't repeat myself. I gave you extra emphasis. The ha chazorah d'amiloch. I want you to remember that when it comes to chazorah that I just told you about, right? Lav divrei hakolhu. Ela machlokes b'shamay v'silo. She b'shamay omrim notlim v'lo marzirim, it's lo af marzirim. Therefore, if you can learn the Mishnah, a marzirim can only be according to b'silo. B'shamay doesn't allow any marzirim. Because it's Mechzik and Mavashil.
The Vahach Chazra is referring to the line before the two Lamali?
I'm sorry?
The Vahach Chazra
right.
Is referring to the line Lama, previously
right, right.
To Lamali.
The answer to the question of Lamali. It's not repetitive. I'm introducing to you what is a big Chiddush, that Beit Shammai really doesn't allow any Chazra. So I emphasize that again.
What can you say that it's not extra, rather it's trying to teach us that notlin that you could take off
no,
the
no, look at the last two lines. The umahe marzirin, like look the third line, the first of the broad lines. Umahe marzirin, b'shame omur chamin, avolo tapshel, b'shame omur chamin b'tapshel. Then b'shame omur notlin, avolo marzirin, b'shame omur af marzirin. Yes, just told you about marzirim. Mahin marzirim, b'shamay says chamen atavshul. They say b'shamay omrim notlin aval lo marzirim. You can't return anything. They say af marzirim anything, but b'shamay says that chamen you could be marzirim. Omer chamen aval lo tavshul. You ask the question: mahin marzirim? What are you allowed to put back on the oven? Beit Shammai says, chamin, only hot water. Beit Shammai says, but either one, chamin v'tavshul. Then Beit Shammai you say, you can take off, but you can't return. That's what you just told me. You can't return.
But it's teaching us notlin. It's teaching us, okay, fine, at the very least, Beit Shammai is teaching us notlin, that you could take off tavshul. Okay, machzir, we already talked about.
Yeah,
at least it's teaching us
you can take off, it doesn't teach you much. But it's a Shabbos. I'm emphasizing the Ein Marzirin. I can only take off the oven. I can't put anything on the oven. Right? We said Omer Af Marzirin. We'll start this again tomorrow, just to review it again. there. Again, when I learned Lahachzir is a machlokes, it's because it's machlok bedrusoi, and therefore there's no shailas about leaving it on the fire from Erev Shabbos. Right? So it's toshma. You get catch this one in too. The Omer Rav Chelbo, Omer Racham Abagui, Omer Rav Lo Shono El Al Gabo, Avo Lo Socho Oso. Here again, it explains the rationale of the Tekonas Chacham. If you do something that shows you concern with fast cooking, with more heat, then I make more gzeiros. Then I get concerned about Shem Yechateh. If you did something that shows you're not interested in high heat, then I back off of my gzeiros. That's it. I could use the oven in two ways. Either al gabov or call the socho. And where the socho is, you can put it lower down. You put it lower down, that's where you want more heat. You leave it on gabov, that's regular. He says, therefore, even though we're matir to be masher me'erev Shabbos, and the machlok is only on chazorah, that's because you left it regularly where it belongs. If, however, you did something to show that you were in a hurry, why would you want to, Erev Shabbos, put the thing in the oven? Obviously, because you turned it up to broil instead of to bake, right? You want a high heat. Once you want a high heat, I get worried about you. What will you do if things are not behaving? Zeiro Shem Yechateh. This explains the logic of Chazal. Do something that shows you don't care about high heat. Throw some combustible material on there. But it's an act which you're doing because the Chacham has said so. Right? You make gorof, when you put the gorof on, it disappears in a few minutes. The very fact that you did something, you did a maaseh that worked on your mind, and that prevents you from doing an isur. Lo shonu el al gabo aval atocha also. So I am a bit mishul la hazer tanan hainu de shonu le ben tocha al gabo. El I am a lishos tanan mali tocha mali al gabo. What's he asking? Question the rationale of Chazal. If you tell me for Chazorah, I'm really worried. Right? You had it off the fire, and now you go ahead and you put it in the oven. Oh, there I got to worry about Shem Yechateh. But on Erev Shabbos, there's plenty of time. It doesn't say it's 2 minutes before Shabbos. He wants to put al gabov, that's what betocho, one different my nafkamin. I don't see the Rabbanon reading into his actions something that gives him greater concern. When it comes to chazorah, it was off the fire. Why are you putting it back on the fire for? The answer is, it needs heat. I have to heat it up. And I put it dafke in the oven, right? Therefore, I'm concerned that maybe you're under pressure and you're going to do something wrong. But if it's Erev Shabbos, I don't see Erev Shabbos being under pressure, period. In this, you got to tell me it's Erev Shabbos, you live bench in time, 20 minutes before, and you have only 18 minutes. And this is how often they will see that you can't put something on the fire within live bench in time. 18 minutes before, you can. Also, that's a Kodesh Chachar. Okay, I think we'll stop here. please look through it. It's the text of the Gemara that's a little difficult, not the concept of the Gemara. But you got to fit the words in so that you can do it. And I want you to have 1 minute, I'm sorry. Okay. Look at, this will like help you focus a little bit better. Let me just read the base. Kilo shigufu k'duvo v'notal ha'kdeilo mi'oleho mi'oleho. Right, he took the k'deilo off the fire. Afilo bishabos muto la'zilo kol zman shirosachas. You can return it, right, as long as it's still hot. Right. Okay. What? Our child. Right. Your brother went to a friend's ufuf. You didn't go. His friend. Now you're home with the family. Right. He's going to come home to eat with you. But he's obviously there in the roof room, so that takes longer. So you want to serve the people here and return it again. And put the crock pot back on this heating base. So he tells you, you can do that. Right? If it's what? Ode rosachas, good. Ode biyodo, right? Bro nichro agabikaka. Okay. Look at inside, you see, the Ramo says, Oda Biodo, Bechaber Zeod River. Bechaber says, Lo Nicha Gabikaka. Why? If he Nicha Gabikaka, means that's where I put things away now. Right. So that broke the first act. The requirement, he has to hold on to it, physically hold on to it at all times. That's how we pass it in our offer, because of Ramo. But Mechaber doesn't require that. In other words, I can take it, right, put it down, I'll serve it, right? As long as I put it on my counter.
Right.
Now I got my counter.
Smart hold like this. Lamaisa, we hold like this. Smart hold like this. Lamaisa,
we play
hold.
Right? Vidafke al gabo, avol socha also. But if you will kill, ubitano, also azil afilu go, bekotim. Who are then the kupa, the secret begafe, whatever the kupa is, intermediary, we can discuss that, intermediary oven. It's hotter than a kilo, not as hot as a tano, whatever the kupa is. A kupa has room for only one, insert, for one pot, right? A kilo has room for two pots, right? And a tano, I don't know, doesn't say how many pots a tano takes, but a tano is the hottest, is the source of greatest heat, there for cooking purposes. Okay. One more line. V'dafke sh'atavshel mevushel kol tzorko. The Mechaber doesn't mention it, but the Beis Yosef does. In the tool, Beis Yosef mentions it. V'oz muto laziru afilu kira cheres. Avram lo nizbashu kol tzoko, oso afilu bosu kira. Then there's another Yeshomrim. That's the point I want to make. Another Yeshomrim is intriguing. That chazore doesn't mean chazore, I took it off on Shabbos and put it back on Shabbos. Chazore means I took it off on Friday and I want to return it on Shabbos. End of the day, I took it off. It was cooked enough. Now I want to keep it hot for Shabbos, I want to put it on. That's where chazore comes. Okay? That means the taste is learned tomorrow.